Welcome back to your guide to the 2014 Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for spending some of your Thanksgiving week with us. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. So much to talk about. Had some fun getting into the hot stove thing. Tyson Ross will join us a little bit. Twitter questions in a little bit. We'll talk Giancarlo Stanton coming up. But let's continue the Padre hot stove conversation, because what's more fun than that late November in baseball? Nothing, really. I mean, the pursuit of these free agents and the trades and all of that is really a blast. And to discuss it all now, we welcome Corey Brock of MLB.com to the Cholula hot seat. He joins us, on the Cholula hotline. He's on the telephone.
Right.
He's not with us. He's on the Cholula hotline. Corey also on Twitter at Follow the Padres. Corey, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a boring couple of months around Petco Park.
No, and I think if you're a Padre fan, this is exciting, if for no other reason than this is a dramatic departure than what we've seen in recent years and maybe even the last decade. I think there's some glaring needs for this team, and if we've seen nothing else, A.J. Preller and his front office crew have certainly been active in trade discussions, free agency talk, both domestically and internationally. You know, I'm really curious to see what this roster looks like on opening day. I just have a feeling, and I had a sneaking suspicion that, you know, the team that ended the 2014 season wasn't going to look a whole lot like the one that opened the 2015 season. I think it's going to be very fun.
Hey, Corey, you know, you and I have been around this before, and Jesse and I, the last segment, were talking about just what you mentioned a couple minutes ago. This is very unusual. We haven't seen this type of national big player buzz in a long time. How do you compare where Preller is right now to what the Padres were doing last year at this time?
Well, that's a tough one, Bill, because it's kind of a new regime, and and this is certainly no knock on Josh Burns at all. This is just kind of a new way of looking at things, and also certainly a different understanding of where the roster is now as opposed to where it was going into last year. I think there was certainly a hope that with some guys coming back, with Will Venable coming off that big year in 2013, and maybe thinking, you know, Carlos Quinton was going to be healthy, and you're going to get some nice offensive contributions, Yonder Alonso, and certainly the injuries and the underperformance and all that. So with this situation now, with A.J. Preller, when he's looking at it, remember now he had a couple months to really sit and take a look and evaluate this major league roster and sort of understand what he had and what he didn't have. There's no misconceptions. There's no sort of hemming and hawing here. This is a team that's in dramatic need of some offensive upgrades, and not just at one spot, at several spots. This was the worst offense in baseball in 2014. And so, I think it allows them with a sort of a clear head to go into the offseason and understand that, okay, there's no, you know, we need this and this to happen in 2015 if we're going to be good. It's, you know, we need to address these things right now. We need A, B, and C. Let's try and attack those with our resources and move forward.
Just seems to me like everybody right now is on a new page than they've been before, and everybody is on that same page.
Yeah, and there's a lot of symmetry now, and and I think that was the benefit of hiring a general manager in August and allowing him to get his people, allow him to make his hires, and allowed them to sort of hit the ground running. I know Mike D mentioned that at the press conference in August when AJ was hired, that it sort of gave them a leg up in terms of not only finding the right guy and hiring the right guy, not having any competition in that regard, but allowing him a time of evaluation, but to let him hit the ground running in terms of the off season, and I think that's exactly what they've done. I know AJ has been all over the map. That's not a metaphor. I think he has seriously crisscrossed the globe, from my understanding, looking for players, and they're in on a lot of different people. And I feel, again, like I said, if you're a Padre fan, we don't know where this is all going to end up, but I have to think they're going to end up with some offensive upgrades here. We'll see where this all falls, but I think this will be a better product in 2015 than it was last year.
Corey Brock is on Twitter at Follow the Padres. You just mentioned he's kind of all over the map, literally and figuratively, A.J. Preller. You have a sense yet of like a style of guy, a type of guy that A.J. Preller is interested in? I mean, there was a report last week that he's, you know, had conversations, baseline conversations, with at least 200 or about 200 different players already this offseason. Do we know what an A.J. Preller player is?
No, not until he acquires one. Although I guess he did make his first official
yes.
deal. Maybe we could discount that. But, you know, no, I think that's maybe one of the beauties of A.J. Preller moving forward. And we'll certainly have to see once we have a sample size to look at is that, in terms of how he's gone about looking at this off season and kind of casting a wide net out there and addressing any number of options and just sort of seeing what may fit, what may not fit. And I think it's fascinating. It's just fascinating to watch a guy go through this process for the first time, Jesse, and just sort of see what comes out of it. And it's and we don't really have a book on this guy at all. We don't know exactly what makes him tick or what he's motivated by. He's very tight-lipped when he talks to the media, as he should be probably. But I know he's a very keen talent evaluator, as are many of the people that he's hired, as are many of the people that he inherited. And it's important to note that as well.
Sure.
So I think it's just going to be fascinating to watch him go through this process to see what he ends up with, Jesse, and also see what he truly values.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're kind of getting to learn on the fly a little bit about him. All right, one non-hot stove question for you, Corey. Late last week, some roster shuffling in advance of the Rule 5 draft, adding guys to the 40. You kind of mentioned the minor trade with Kansas City. Anything stand out to you there? What's sort of the least we should know, you think, from the roster shuffling we saw last week?
Well, there's always going to be some guys that are left off, some guys that are on the bubble. And I tell you what, if you're kind of debating guys that are left off, then, the organization is doing a pretty good job of developing these guys, through player development and such. So, I don't know whether any of the guys, Justin Hancock is a pitcher who I really like. I think maybe he has a shot to get picked in the Rule 5 draft. Remember, it's always easier for a team to maybe to gamble on a pitcher more so than a position player in the Rule 5 draft. I think it's easier to kind of hang on to a guy in that regard, especially, let's say, if you know you're not going to be competitive. So, not too many surprises there. They did add Taylor Lindsay, the infielder that they obtained from the Angels in the Houston Street deal. He struggled. He struggled after the trade, and a lot of the reports on him, at least early on, again, in the small sample size, weren't that great. I don't think he necessarily needed to protect him. I don't think anybody would have claimed him, so... we'll see. It's always kind of that's a tough one for player development, where you're kind of holding your breath on that final day of the winter meetings, the Rule 5 draft, hoping your guys don't get picked.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the interesting parts of the offseason. Corey Brock is on Twitter at Follow the Padres. He has been on the Cholula Hotline. Corey, great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending a little offseason time with us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. There you go. Corey Brock on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. A little Cholula on the turkey. How about that? Ooh, spice up your turkey on Thursday.
Man.
Now we're talking. Big thanks to Corey Brock. It's going to be fun, man. It really is.
And it already is.
It is. You're right. We're having a good time. We're talking baseball in a serious way. Thanksgiving week in San Diego. I'm enjoying
and
life.
And when was the last time the Padres fans at this time of the year were actually talking major players?
And there is a guarded sense.
Right.
I'm getting
Absolutely.
That on social media, and I
right.
understand that, and I think
totally
it's fair.
Understand it.
It's the scorned lovers, sort of, you're taking me back, but I'm not quite sure I trust you yet thing going on with the fans. And I get that. And we'll see that with the fan questions we get to on Twitter in a few minutes.
But there is more cachet to it this year than there's ever been in the past.
Yeah, no, it does seem like that. All right, so we do this show from the Social Lounge, right,
mm-hmm.
which is inside the team store here
right.
at Petco Park. Bottom floor, Western Metal Supply Company building here at Petco Park. Mentioned, Thanksgiving coming up. So that's Thursday, of course. So you know what that makes Friday?
I know what it's called, but I can't. Black Friday.
No, not here.
It is.
Bud Black Friday.
Bud Black Friday?
If you come to the team store on Friday,
you're kidding me.
during a certain time. Buddy will be here. We got a giveaway going on. You can do some of your holiday shopping. You get the hoodie. So from 1 to 2 p.m. on Friday, on Bud Black Friday here at the team store, you can meet the Padre manager. You get the free hoodie with any $75 purchase. That's pretty cool. So you can stop by for Bud Black Friday. Ha ha! You like that, don't you?
I didn't know that one.
Ah, well, there you go. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll talk about the Giancarlo Stanton deal with former Padre, now Marlin broadcaster, Glenn Geffner. And we'll see you on Bud Black Friday.
Stay tuned, Padre Social Hour.
The off-season special.
We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.